Pint of Cthulhu's Fallout season. We fought a bunch of Sims after coming out of the tunnel in order to protect our GEC unit. As a nice consequence of this, we've cleared Junkertown out completely of the insidious robots. Now we've got to find a way to get the GEC unit safely back to the vault, though many of our party are currently injured.
Quite right. That evening, the mood in Junkertown shifted. As discussed previously, a party broke out. The town was once filled with suspicion and fear, it's now alive with celebration. People were cheering your name as you walked through the streets and patting you in the back and offering their thanks. And the atmosphere just filled with laughter and relief. Junkertown felt alive. After the festivities, the townspeople insist that you take their best rooms for the night, and the local doctor quickly set to work to patch up your wounds.
Yay!
Stinging pain of the injuries from the tunnel and the battle above the tunnel begin to fade as the doctor's skilled hands wrap bandages and apply salves. One particular nurse took very good care of Billy Bob. It's clear. Clear that you've earned more than just your rest. By the time you've settled in for the night, you're all still tired, but the worst of your wounds have been tended to, and the promise of rest brings a wave of relief. Clements finds you one last time before you retire for the night. You stand in the doorway of the inn where you're staying. His face is solemn but grateful. "You've done this town a great service," he says. "Rooting out those synths saved lives. I'll be sticking around, helping to rebuild. But more than that, there's still a lot we don't know about these synths, and I'm going to keep investigating and make sure that the threat doesn't come back to bite us again."
"Can I have your super sledge?"
"Absolutely not."
"Aww."
Clemens pauses, his gaze steady. "The wasteland's not a safe place. But with people like you, maybe... maybe, just maybe, we've got a shot at something better."
"Oh, we're all fucked in if it's up to us."
Alright, the night winds down. The noise from the celebration slowly fades into the background. And yeah, you all decide to take a well-earned rest in this inn. The GEC is kept safe currently with Winnegan. And the synth threat temporarily pushed back. Now, moving forward, you're going to have a choice. You're going to be able to get, but you need to get back to the vault. So, you're going to have a choice of how long you decide to stay in the city and what you do while you're here.
"What should we do? Should we go back to the vault, or should we stay and have fun in the city?"
"If the Sith really are wiped out, there's no reason we couldn't stick around for a while."
"The Sith. Sith.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it. Do it. Hear your hatred.
Da 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 da."
"Rob, have you been showing Gertrude your old films again? Those VHS tapes aren't safe."
"Da da 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 da."
"Is the deodorometer still glowing?"
It has a buzz setting.
Only in the dark. It only glows in the dark.
"It belonged to your father." "No, Gertrude!
I have glow in the dark page. Let me check my bags if I made a deodorometer to gift to you at Con.
I'm kind of worried about that statement, but you can try. If you want to explain why you're going through customs with a giant fucking dildo.
I feel like I should have worded it differently. What I was trying to say was, do you want to do anything in the city before you leave?
Yes, I'd quite like to exchange some old world money for new world money.
Alright, excellent. Yeah, so you want to find... I won't do the whole look for finding a place, because I think that you're all well known enough at this point that people are happy to help. Somebody will direct you to a curio or antiquity shop where they are interested in such things. How much of the dollars did you have?
199 pre-war money.
199 pre-war money. Tell you what, they will give you 100 caps for that.
Oh, how delightful.
Ooh.
All right, they're even in a negotiation or anything. Excellent. Deal done.
Right.
Gee, I wonder why we're struggling to get episodes out of the season.
Don't you worry, you still have to get back.
Beverly wants to do two things. You want to carry on? We go.
Man rolls up with scars across his face, and he has a dildominator that's double bladed. It's got a hood.
Don't make me laugh.
Double ended dildominator.
And he says,
"Wait, I didn't borrow that grip."
In a gruff voice, "I am future Gertrude."
Dun, dun, dun. Richard, you are the chosen one. You will bring balance to the place.
You will bring balance to the fuck.
You are the chosen one, Gertrude. Did I try it, Billy? I have the high ground.
A new mission is to kill Flo.
He's always done.
Right.
Please cut my coughs out.
No, we're going to cut out. Yeah, no. A remix, in fact, dubstep flowercore.
Oh god! Yeah, I was actually tempted to see if Reed would do that when he was choking on the water because it actually sounded like it could be done.
Fuck off!
Yeah. What's a possibility?
All right, so is everybody happy with their time in the city?
I want to do two things. Unless anybody else wants to do anything.
I just need to buy meds.
Oh, I'm not too bad. I'm pretty much running and stocking what I've got a gun, I've got a laser rifle thing, laser pointer. Yeah. Unless I want to stock up on some more stim packs. You know, restock the supplies and all.
Alright, well, let's start with Beverly's shopping trip then. Beverly, go shopping. What would you like to do?
She just wants to buy two, like, throwing knives for something, so she got
We would like you to describe your shopping trip as in like you were a 14-year-old girl, just had the most best day of your life. Take two.
Like, oh my god. Had such a good time.
It's like, yeah, barely. Is it?
Yeah. Put some gusto in it, come on. You could do it.
Channel the teenage angst of you just gone to the mall, just had that crappy, you know, flatte. You're like,
right, Carmen, let him do it, let him go. let him roll, see what he does.
Okay, I've got to put myself in that sort of mind. So literally,
like you weren't already.
Come on.
Think back to when you were a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's a bit of a stretch, but yeah. So, she'd be looking for basically like the backstory. Maybe she finds it just by, I don't know. Most of all the damaged, she managed to find one that's maybe just started up recently.
I've no idea what you're talking about here. What are you looking for?
He's looking for a Claire's accessories in the wasteland.
Something that's up and coming store.
Fashionista. Nice.
Up and coming. A hole in the wall.
A literal hole in the wall, which
we're in the wasteland. I'm sorry to say, Flower, they're all holes in the wall.
Just careful.
Oh, glory hole.
Just somebody stood with a cardboard box.
Oh my god, is that TJ Maxx? Hold on, guys. Hold up.
The worship shop. Overpriced crap.
Hey, they're not overpriced.
They fucking well are these days.
It falls apart.
Paid £8 for a sweater yesterday.
It's all right. It's all right. It's right next to a Kohl's. We'll be all right. It'll be fine. Let's go into Kohl's. And by comparison, TJ Maxx is cheaper than Kohl's.
And I'd rather just go for a Super Dry.
Surprisingly enough, the only clothes shop that survived the wasteland is actually Sports Direct.
It would, though.
It fucking would.
America, it'd be Bass Pro. We're in America, it's Bass Pro.
And somehow the AC is still running too high in the fucking store.
The cups and the bags
are this one left. With or without a game in it?
Right, so Beverly, you've managed to find the sports direct. What do you want to do?
Sports combat knives. I want to find knives.
You want to find knives, yeah. Okay, yeah, we can get you a couple of knives. Combat knives, no problem. Let's have a look, see where combat knives is. Fucking rule book taking ages to change to melee weapons here. There we go, combat knives. Yeah, that's going to cost you 30 caps per knife.
Okay. Is there any way I can get bit of a discount because I was one of the heroes that saved the town?
Bit full of yourself, aren't you? Roll a barter check for me, please. Barter against charisma.
Quack, quack.
Yeah, you have failed that, so they're going to say no. The price is the price. Hero okay. Notwithstanding.
Here at Sports Directs, we don't get to govern the price for a while. We have to buy by print rules and stuff.
I'm sorry, prices are set by the manager. I just work here.
Are we not liability for spills of our mugs?
Oh my god, I just imagine, I don't know, I've never been to a sports direct, I just imagine someone going into like a Walmart and it's like, so, is the price negotiable? And they're like, no, where the fuck you think you are? You know, fucking swap me? What the fuck?
At least I tried.
So do you have the 60 caps required?
Yes, I pay the 60 caps.
Well, you had the money and you still did that.
Yeah.
Hey, look, nothing wrong with trying to get a deal, is there?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
It's sports director is.
Right. Yeah, not everybody just takes 100 caps for 199 pre-war money without saying a damn thing about it.
So Winnegan has her caps for her money. Beverly has herself two knives. Nurse Handy.
They have Sports Direct branding on the hand.
They do, yeah, but that blue and red Sports Direct brand on them.
Well, then by that point, it would have gone bust and changed its name to something else again.
It always comes back to Sports Direct.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been a few things over the years.
Like?
It was at one point around my way, Direct Sports.
I think I remember that.
Oh, how very different.
Affiliate
those two.
Yeah. I would never have recognised it.
Can't remember the other names now. I'll have to think of them.
Nurse Handy, are you doing anything in town?
Yes, I'll have to restock my stim packs. So I use a few.
Alright, excellent stim packs.
I like to buy, I make it easier. I just buy three of them, or, you know, put it on her tab, or point it away again.
Alright, Winnegan, you get the cash for these stem packs?
How much do they cost?
Stem packs are in a different section from the rest of them. They're 50 caps each.
How many did you want?
Three, please.
I can't afford that. We're poor now. You have
really,
two.
Can I maybe try a deal?
Really talk nice to them.
Can I get, what? Can I get one free shopkeeper?
The robot says in its robot voice, can I buy two and get one three? Can you roll for me, please, a charisma against barter?
Y'all really need to start bringing me on your shopping trips. These barter rolls, just letting y'all know.
That is a no to the robot. Yeah, we don't give discounts at the best of times, certainly not to robots.
Well, I try.
Also,
fuck you.
So how many stem packs can you afford?
Two.
Alright, 100 caps, two stem packs. There you go. Winnegan, you want anything else?
No.
Alright, Gertrude. You good to head off?
Yeah, Gertrude has nothing else to do really, you know. Other than sleep.
Alright, and Billy Bob and Snufflepuff.
We just got done spending some time at the dog park. You know, giving her a good day because she had a really awful day the day before. Let her have a real good time. Played with other dogs. aka none. It was just her. She's the only dog in the wasteland, it freaking feels like, besides that weird corgi one that was evil. Actually, it would have been really funny if, like, I showed up at the dog park and that corgi was there. Like, a corgi was there. Either way. But no, we just put the day at the dog park, so we're good. Man, that's for us.
Alright, so everybody's ready to leave and head back to the vault.
Yes, indeed.
Fabulous. I was waiting for somebody to confirm that. Thank you very much, Winnegan.
I thought that was a rhetorical question.
Happy to help.
So, now, I don't quite know when this tale will air, but beware, my friends, for Halloween is near. A story unfolds both weird and bizarre, with horrors and laughs that will take you afar. The team, wary of the path ahead, decides to take a detour to avoid the mutated Marlar Queen that still roams the wasteland, the sewers that came before. But as they venture deeper into unfamiliar territory, an unnatural fog rolls in, thick and heavy, muffling sound and casting the world into a cold, eerie silence. The mist clings to them, making it difficult to see even a few feet ahead. Every step feels heavier, as if the fog itself is trying to pull them back. Then, slowly, a dark silhouette emerges from the mist. A house, decrepit and crumbling, standing alone in the wasteland. As they approach, the fog lifts just enough to reveal its full form. Now, upon this broken path, beneath the pall of a most foul and unnatural mist, there lies a darkness. A darkness which lingers not only in the air, but in the very soul of this forsaken land. The world itself seems swallowed by this fog, so thick, so oppressive, that the sun has forgotten its right to shine, and time itself becomes uncertain. But there in the distance, through the curling wisps of the ether, emerges a silhouette, a house, crooked, bent. With age and sorrow stands before you like the sentinel of despair. Its visage dark and decaying beckons you closer, though you know not why. The earth around it seems dead, the very air cold and biting.
Cool.
Absolutely no reaction from the crowd to this. Very good.
I don't feel that.
I was so scared. I was just scared into silence.
All right, so there is a. Let me just change the picture on the screen here. There we go.
Is that the one?
Nice.
Oh, yeah. That one from before.
Crooked, haunted house surrounded by fog. You see it in front of you. What do you do?
A lone crow.
God, we'll just turn around and go back the other way.
Alright, you turn your back on this place. The fog thickens, closing in with a silent, suffocating embrace. Each step away from the house feels heavier, as though the air itself conspires to draw you back. The path beneath your feet twists and turns, yet no matter the direction you choose, a chill crawls down your spine, a feeling of eyes unseen watching from the mist. Your breath becomes laboured, the sound of your footsteps drowned in the stillness, and then, through the mist, the shadow reappears, its crooked form unmistakable. The house, ever watchful, ever waiting, stands once more before you, its silent call unavoidable.
Well, we are in a time loop.
Our railroad.
We are ground dog digging.
As you come across this house for the second time from the depths of this insidious mist, there comes a sound, a rasp, a call, not unlike a whisper woven from the threads of malice. And then, upon a rotting fence post, it perches, a raven, twisted by fate, burdened with not one head but two. Its eyes, those glimmering, knowing orbs, watch with an intelligence far too deep, far too mad. It speaks not in words, but in riddles, in verse. Oh, wanderers of the forsaken road, into the house the curse bestowed, in madness it waits, in time it folds, to enter here your fate unfolds.
Do you want me to pain train this thing, or what are we doing here?
I think we should probably hear it out. It's a novel thing to find in the wasteland, and frankly, I want to find out what it's about.
It's a pretty...
Speaking...
It continues.
Right, I vote for pain train, though. What do you vote, Beverly? What do you think?
I want it as a pet.
Pretty. All right, pain train. All right, now, Met Robot, what do you want?
I want to listen to the interesting crow.
All right, that's 3-2. All right, Gertrude, you know what to do.
Just runs up and smacks it with the dildo. Just
mid-talk.
I think that counts as bestiality, Gertrude. You best not.
Oh. We can't be cancelled now.
Gertrude moves in. Your weapons swing.
I didn't roll for it, so fuck you.
So you're not attacking the crow?
No, I was fucking around. Screw you, I'm not being fooled that easily into your shit.
The crow continues. In that case, the fog it binds, it loops, it bends. But in the house your journey ends. Turn not away for where you flee. The house awaits its destiny. The raven's words drip with mockery, with dark amusement, as if it relishes in your coming despair. Its two heads bob in unison, and then it's gone, disappearing into the fog as though it was never there, leaving you before the door of the house, a thing of ruin and dread.
Aww.
Well, given that the path just loops back around when we try to leave, I suppose we should head on in. Then, Gertrude, you can pain train whoever's causing this.
Okay.
I want the raven. Pretty birdie.
I think it'll try and eat Snufflepuff.
I want the birdie.
She is pretty small. We should be worried.
What do we do?
She'd be fine.
We go inside?
Yes.
On we shall track.
Alright, so you walk towards the house. You walk towards the house and you come to the front door. And you all enter into a porch. A porch that separates the outside of the house to the living room. The living room can be seen from this porch. And within, you see the living room. Like I just said, yes. Just to fucking read my notes. My script went well there, didn't it?
Yeah, it's fine. So you said about the time thing. You jump back and forth.
So. Yeah, it's the dining room.
And then is it in the dining room?
No. So you walk in and it's the living room. All right. There's just there. It's the living room. The air within the house is heavy, thick with the scent of rotten decay, as though the walls themselves are slowly dying. The once grand living room stretches before you. Its furniture is broken, its decorations lost to time. An ancient grand piano, long silent, stands as a monument to neglect, its keys yellowed with age, and above the mantel is a crooked portrait of a man, his face obscured by the shadows watches over the room. The walls themselves seem to breathe, shifting subtly as though the house were alive, waiting.
Okay. Now what?
All right, so the team going to enter the living room then?
Yep.
I'm going to enter the dining
room. Well, yeah, it's very good.
Are you all going to the living room?
Does the TV still work? We can watch Friends.
Not Friends.
Scooby-Doo.
Oh, man, that Phoebe. Oh, yeah. Real hoot. Yeah.
Ruh-roh.
Ruh-roh. Alright, so the team decides to enter into the living room.
Let's split up and search for clues, gang.
Yeah, split up and search for clues.
Lights
on, changes. Snufflepuff, let's go this way.
Does that make me scratchy?
Well,
the house appears to wait until everybody has entered the living room. Upon the last person entering the living room, the fuck just happened there? Hold on.
Things have appeared.
Yeah. From the corners of this hellish abode, figures emerge. Ghouls, though not the kind you have seen before. These are creatures twisted by forces far beyond the wasteland's ravages. Their forms flicker, as though caught in time's relentless loop. Their bodies decaying and reforming in waves of horror. Their faces, those faces, once human, now stretch and contract with unspeakable agony. Their mouths open in eternal screams of madness. Their movements are erratic, unpredictable, as though they're trapped in time itself, between the seconds forever replaying their torment. And yet, they move towards you, hungry, desperate to share your pain, to share you in their pain.
No, thank you, not today.
Well, do you reckon physical weapons work on these, or...?
I don't know, but they're multiplying.
Yes, they appear to be coming out of the shadows.
Oh, dirty bastards!
I say we do the exact same thing when I find a big-ass spider in the last house that I squatted in. Let's burn this fucking place to the ground. Let's just go ahead and light her on fire.
Gertrude, darling, you never threw that bomb.
Oh.
Okay, let's go.
I just wanted to point out...
Well, I was like, walk outside. She just throws it inside and closes the door. That was a good adventure, guys. How was that?
I just want to point out here, we have Billy squatting in a building and we have ghosts coming out of shadows. It's fucking Bukkake session.
Oh no, he's sitting on a couch and there's just like five ghosts behind him.
I can feel Cap killing us, like wanting to strangle every single one of us.
Quite so.
I'm just walking.
Are you talking back from 10, Cap?
As the team stand in the middle of the living room discussing the language of the voice of the the narrator, they
he's in tears. Yeah, whoa.
One of the ghouls blinks out of existence and appears behind Beverly, attacking her. Sorry, chaps. I do apologise. These fucking character sheets in the right place.
Yeah, how unprofessional.
I know, yeah.
It's okay. We're not selling anything.
Why have I got the fucking token for the ghouls, but I don't have the...
Do you want any Avon?
Are you okay?
I'm not okay at the moment. Bear with me here. That's what's going on. Is that, for some reason, they had archived my feral ghouls.
There they.
Yeah.
How rude.
Fucking roll 20 archiving my sheets there for some reason. Yeah. Let me just let's do a quick rewind. seeing as we're doing a weird time shifty thing. I'm going to go back and I'm going to describe the ghouls again. And then hopefully we'll be able to get this running because I've just got the character sheet back up here. Right, where was I?
Gertrude throws the thermite bomb.
Right, the ghouls show up. Everybody's in the middle of the living room, and from the corners of this hellish abode, figures emerge. Ghouls. Though not like the kind you've seen before, these are creatures twisted by forces far beyond the wasteland's ravages. Their forms flicker as though caught in time's relentless loop. Their bodies decaying and reforming in waves of horror. Their faces, those faces, once human, now stretch and contract with the unspeakable agony. Their mouths open in internal screams of madness. Their movements are erratic, unpredictable, as though they're trapped by time itself. Caught between seconds, forever replaying their torment. And yet they move towards you, hungry and desperate to share their pain. One of the ghouls flickers out of existence, flickers back into existence behind Beverly. And strikes. Successfully smacking Beverly. It does. Only 2 points of damage.
Oh.
There's 2 points of damage, including radioactive damage, which you are immune to because you are a ghoul.
Yeah.
No, you're a super mutant. What? Sorry. I apologize.
I'm transformed!
Yep.
Anybody else getting deja vu?
Hmm. Winnegan, how do you react to this?
By putting Gertrude between me and the ghost.
Winnegan hides behind Gertrude.
Absolutely not. This is bullshit.
Oh.
Gertrude, darling, do you still have that IED?
Yes, I do.
Would you want to burn this place to the ground, maybe?
Yes, I do. Shall I throw it?
I say far away.
Cap.
Do you want to throw the thermite bomb?
Yeah.
I mean, you can. I'm not saying you can't. You are allowed to.
He's heavily implying that they're ghosts and it won't hit them, but...
Is it worth it, then?
I think so.
Probably not.
You keep asking that, Matt, and I feel like Cap is just waiting for you to just go ahead and do this so he can wreck our lives.
Yes.
Yeah. He's not exactly going to tell you that it'd be worth it.
I'm going to refrain.
You have a subtle feeling that it's not going to work.
I suppose punching them is more your style.
Yes, Gertrude will go and pain train.
Well, it's Winnegan's turn.
Oh, sorry.
Unless hiding behind Gertrude was your turn, have you?
Oh,
have you
no,
already finished?
No, I'll take a shot at them too. Poke out from behind Gertrude. Like under her arm. I think energy weapons are probably more likely to work on ghosts than bullets. I don't know what my logic is there, but... Oh! Huh.
Oh my, okay. Winnegan raises her laser rifle and fires off a shot. Now, you did get a success there, so roll that damage.
I don't think I like rolling this damage.
I hate this.
Six with piercing one?
Yes, with six with piercing one. So, you have hit one of the ghouls. You haven't killed it. It has took 6 points of damage. But so have you.
Oh, shit.
You take 6 points of damage to your arm, breaking it, and you drop your laser rifle on the floor.
Well, this place is definitely cursed.
Dumbass.
Well, Winnegan, luckily I refreshed my skin packs.
Yes, with funds that magically appeared in your bank account.
Yes, with the pay that I was owed.
You've earned pay?
Yes.
We're paying you?
We're getting paid for this?
Assume it is someone else's turn.
Beverly can take her turn, and I was wondering if... the nurse was actually offering to heal you.
I was going to straight up. I didn't know if it was my turn or not, so...
No. Beverly gets to go first, so... Beverly, would you like to do? One of the ghouls has attacked you.
Where did I get hit from the last attack?
Let's say it was the... Just the body. The torso.
Torso. I got 2 physical damage resistance.
Next one. So, because of that, it's just the 1 point of damage and the... Oh, wait. Physical damage. Radioactive was the other point of damage. So, you don't actually take any damage because of that radioactive damage. That's fine.
Get away from me. It's just a slappy boy. No. No, Marco. Wah. And go for a smack.
Excellent. So, you smack it. Roll the hit for me. Yep, you succeed in smacking this ghoul. Give it a good slap.
Ooh. Okay. Plus, I think I have Hunter, so I think that's... They count as mutated, don't they, in keyword? Do these ghouls count as mutated?
Yes.
So I get vicious effect on top of this.
Fabulous.
That's 3 plus vicious.
Oh Jesus, yeah, you just kill this guy. He's Yep, you smack the you smack the ghoul right into the wall, and it crumples over and moves no longer.
No means no.
Means no.
They bleed, we can kill.
Three of the ghouls blink out of existence and shift positions. Nurse Handy, what do you do?
Heal Winnegan.
You gonna heal her broken arm?
Yeah, that's more important.
That's a stim pack and a medical check.
Yeah, the wage you earned, right?
No, I'm gonna luck two. So I'm gonna luck two then. So that never happens. Just roll again.
You can see it. All right, one success. Yep, we'll allow that. So you've managed to help with Winnegan's broken arm. A ghoul is now behind the nurse. It flickers a blue light, teleports behind. It's not the ghoul's turn, though. It's Gertrude, Billy Bob and Snufflepuff.
I'm getting sick and tired of these ugly motherfuckers. Gertrude, you want to go ahead and take care of them for me?
Okie dokie. Gertrude Pain Train, the one that's to my left.
Gertrude runs towards one.
Strength athletics. That's a one, but never mind.
It flickers with a blue light, flickers behind Gertrude as Gertrude fails to hit.
I can still hit it with the dildo.
Gertrude notices this flickering ghoul is now behind her and she swings her the dominator.
Three successes.
And in a 180 degree motion, she smacks the ghoul in the head, killing it in one shot.
Gertrude, not sure about this, if it counts as necrophilia or not.
I hate to warn you, Gertrude, it does count as necrophilia.
God damn it.
Two down. Billy Bob and Snufflepuff are still to go.
Alright, I've got one right next to me. I'm gonna literally just point the railway rifle square in its face and fire away. And that has never, ever backfired on me before. Making something point blank range with a railway rifle. Couldn't possibly do it to me now. Ah, oh, it didn't. Two successes.
You succeed to hit, yes. You fire a railway spike and it skewers the ghoul. It does not kill this ghoul, however.
You have pinned
it to the wall.
Very cool, take it out of play.
Does Snufflepuff do anything?
Snufflepuff attacks that same fucking ghoul.
Snufflepuff finishes it off with a knife, or does she?
Yes.
As long as you get 1 point of damage here, you've got it dead. You do, yeah. You
that's do. Yeah. With vicious. So yes, that's five. Oh yeah.
Excellent. This erratic and screaming ghoul screams no longer. As you notice another shift in the positions of the ghouls. As they blink this blue light and blink back into existence. An entirely different point.
I get it now.
They're dancing.
They're doing the mash. The monster mash.
I think that one's doing a thriller.
One of them swings its arms at Winnegan.
Oh god, it's not a ghoul, it's worse, it's Michael Jackson.
Same thing.
Hide your kids.
It hits her in the body, doing four physical damage.
Well, hang on, bro.
Oh shit.
Do you have any physical damage?
I'm here a sec, because technically it wasn't like healing her, so it wasn't like in between.
Yes, you were, but you're forgetting something about the nature of these ghouls. They're not moving.
Okay, then
they're shifting.
Then could I intervene on the?
I'm alive still, by the way. I'm not dead. I'm just
because
hurt.
The thing is, as I would see it, I would protect you from being hit. So are you getting away? So could I take the damage for her?
Yeah. You know what? We can make that your turn. You can move in between the ghoul and Winnegan. You can take the damage, but you'll have to skip your turn this one.
Yeah, go on. I'll do that. I'll be the hero.
Devil bargain.
it will save me a stim pack anyway, so it's kind of worth it.
Okay.
I have more robot repair kits than I have stim packs, to be fair.
And also, I got 2 physical damage resistance. Hopefully, if it hits the right place.
Yeah, it's just the body. So.
Oh yeah, but I do. Actually, I think I might actually have 4 on that. One sec. Let me double check.
So you think you're tanking the full shot because you've got the radioactive
physical
resistance as well.
Yeah, physical DR 4.
The robot tanks the shot for Winnegan. Well done, robot.
Not a scratch on you. That's Voltic engineering right there.
One of them smacks Billy Bob.
Ah! Bitch! Fuck! God!
It does 4 physical damage on the right arm.
Does radioactive effect heal him?
Bitch just slapped me in the wrist.
It did. Oh. Yeah, one of them ran up to Billy Bob and slapped him in the wrist.
What the hell did I do? Like, I'm more confused than it hurt at this point. I'm like, didn't take anything. Like, what the hell?
2 of them shift positions again and appear in front of Gertrude. Both of them swinging wildly. And both of them hurting themselves. One of them crit failed here, rolled a 20. So it just pops up in front of Gertrude, swings its arms wildly, and hits the other ghoul.
Ha ha, stupid fucking dick.
And the final one attacks Beverly, just regularly, and misses entirely. These ghouls, again, several of them shift positions, and it's Winnegan's turn.
Slide to the left.
Slide to the left.
Freeze.
Everybody, buddy,
dreams.
It's a little crowded in this fight, so I think Winnegan, if I can use my movement to do this instead of my action, it's just going to try and hop up on Gertrude's shoulders so she can shit, like, over people's heads.
Go to Paul.
Yeah. You are now artillery. If you'll allow that, Cap.
Go for it. So just explain to me, how is it, like, what are you aiming at and how is it going to go down?
So Winnegan is already hiding behind the Gertrude as of last turn. And because she's kind of boxed in with Billy Bob on one side, the robot on the other, and then Gertrude in front of her in the doorway, she's going to reach up, kind of like frog leap onto Gertrude's shoulders and start raining hell down on the ghouls.
Holding on by the leotard.
I think just legs over Gertrude's shoulders.
Yeah. Sounds hot. Go for it. Yep. Roll the shot.
I just brought fish.
Excuse you, out of 2 of us, I'm the one who bathes.
Gertrude bathe?
In blood? Which, granted, hot, but still.
Even Gertrude started to think you have fucked up, kink.
Yeah, so you've successfully...
Are you complaining?
You successfully completed your frog leaping shot, and you've hit the ghoul. Roll the damage on that one.
I think we all need therapy after this.
And what? Not,
yeah, I just assumed that died there. Yeah, you definitely died, yes. So you've killed another ghoul. Easy. Beverly.
Fucked off.
Beverly looks to the ghoul that she was about to hit and it blinks out of existence. What do you do now?
I'm gonna. Well, I think it's. She thinks it's kind of a good idea to potentially protect the human being. So she can move over to this side and. Ooh. I think she'll reach. Basically, move a part of her dress to see, like, a little garter belt with one of the combat knives and takes a shot at which one? Probably the one that's... Not the one that's near Billy, because fuck Billy. That one. Takes a shot at that one.
Well, Billy says fuck you too.
You couldn't afford it.
Alright, so... you're going to be doing the throw roll again for this.
Yep. Strength. Ooh.
Alright, so you've successfully hit a ghoul with this combat knife. Now, combat knife is going to do 3 points of damage, so if you do... Well, three dice worth of damage. So if you do your regular unarmed roll, plus 3 damage dice.
Plus 3. What the fuck?
And you only do 2 points of damage. You basically just stick this ghoul in the arm with a combat knife.
Growing pains.
Fabulous.
Yeah,
fabulous.
That's what we call it when you suck. Yeah, that's what we call it.
Nurse Andy, how are you helping?
Actually, I don't need to hit anyone anymore. It means I can actually fire at somebody. I could fire at one of the ghouls with my 10mm laser pistol pointer.
Yep, roll it for me. That's 3 successes. Well done there. That's a 1 and a 7-year-old there. Excellent. Roll the damage on that.
5.
Yeah, so you've done 5 energy damage to one of these ghouls. It is a good shot. So, yeah, you've actually managed to cripple the leg of the ghoul in front of you. It has been knocked prone. It does, however, blink out of existence and appear at a totally different part of the room. However, as it blinks back in, it just falls over again.
Not born for intelligence, these beings.
Well, you just have to look at
no,
me.
No, they are quite mad.
True.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
How you know what he means by now, Billy? Don't pretend.
You.
What are you trying to say? I'm like them?
You are a ghoul.
I mean, and you are an asshole. And
actually,
a
I would say these ones are better because they can teleport. You can't.
Yeah, they're cool.
That's fair, Billy. Why can't you teleport?
Are we really sure these are ghouls?
They look like it.
Yeah, but you also look like a cunt. But actually, never mind. That's a bad analogy because you are one.
Are you going first or am I?
I guess you.
I'll pain train this one. In the middle of the row.
Alright, you pain train the ghoul in the middle. You run.
I get the feeling that Winnigan's coming with
me. Hold on tight, Winnigan.
Yep. Winnigan is coming with you, yes.
That's 2.
You successfully run into the ghoul, knocking it to the ground, doing 1 point of damage to it.
And I'll smack it with a dildo.
And you raise your dildo up, narrowly missing Winnigan on top of you. And bring it down onto the ghoul, crushing it completely.
Go back.
You know, I so rarely get to see you wear clothes up. It's a delight.
2 ghouls blink to different positions in the map. Billy Bob, what are you doing?
Well, I'm gonna shoot. Yeah, Beverly, in a freaking way. Crash this one.
Do better.
Yeah, you're right. I'm just gonna shoot through Beverly. Beverly, hold still.
You try, and I'll flip punch for you.
That is 3 successes.
Yeah, you managed to successfully. Shoot this round very narrowly past Beverly.
Ooh.
Well, that's not what I said. I said I tried to shoot through. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Kidding.
Like tinfoil.
Two. Oh, wait. Gotta add 1.
That's, yeah, don't worry. Those rolls are good. You have managed to successfully.
It's the same one anyway.
Yeah, you have killed it. Yeah, so you line up the shot very close to Beverly and shoot past her, leaving a ringing in her ear as the spike flies past her face and straight through one of the ghouls, removing almost its entire torso completely. Only two ghouls remain. One of them is teleported right next to Snufflepuff.
It's always Snufflepuff.
Hey, ugly motherfucker, what the hell do you think you're doing next to my dog?
It's Snufflepuff's turn, though, so how does she react?
Snufflepuff is probably going to yip at first at seeing this thing just, like, appear right freaking next to her. But she then, out of fear, gonna go ahead and bite the motherfucker. And I say, one success.
Excellent. She stabs the ghoul successfully.
And that's two damage. Damn.
And, yep, two damage. The ghoul is still alive. It is cut. It is in pain. Although by the looks on its face, it looked like it was already in a monstrous amount of pain before it even started the fight.
Hey, Beverly, does it feel pretty shitty that a chihuahua does as much damage as you in your super mutant?
Oh, that's a chihuahua. I thought it was a rat.
Yeah. You know, she has been called that a lot, and I find that very offensive.
Unfortunately, it smacks Snufflepuff for 3 physical damage.
Uh-oh.
Did
she get healed after...
She has health.
So yeah, she's at 3, so she's at half her health.
Also, her maximum health is now at 3 as well. Because she's took 3 points of radioactive damage.
Uh-oh.
Did you just kill my dog?
No, yeah. It's technically at full health.
Very radioactive.
The other one had shifted quite close to the robot, so it runs towards Nurse Handy and smacks it for 6 physical damage. And we could ignore the radioactive damage on that one. And yeah, it starts ripping at your left leg. I guess that would be your left robot arm. So the one that your laser pointer is in, it starts tearing at that. Do you have any physical damage resistance on that one?
Yes, 2.
Alright, so you only take 4 points of damage.
Huh. I might have to be repaired after this. 11 to 7.
Alright, Winnegan, you have just been thrown about, but still managed to hold on to Gertrude like a fucking rodeo clown. What would you like to do from your vantage point?
I think from here I could probably be able to see this pretty clearly.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, you can see the full room really clearly.
So convenient being this tall.
I know, right?
Maybe I should wear high heels from now on. They're a pain in the ass to run in, but man, this is useful.
In the wasteland, you want to break an ankle?
Fair point. I could get platforms, it'd be slightly safer.
You can just ride good.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about in the wasteland, breaking my ankle.
Well, it'd be pretty bad if you have to admit, it's not a good place to do it. And while chatting about this with Gertrude, Winnegan's just going to casually lit up a laser musket.
Yeah, you've lit it up and you've hit.
5 damage for piercing on this guy. Yes, I'm not really sure if it'd be worth it, but it is very fun to be able to see this much.
Yeah, piercing doesn't matter, he doesn't have any armor on, so yep, that's just the 5 points of damage you do.
Nice.
And Beverly, how are you helping?
You'll call over to Winnegan and say, "Just keep biting Gertrude, you'll be fine." And she's going to go for the one that's in front of her. We have just normal smack. That's what we're going to do. Okay. Damage plus.
Yep, so a smacking success, you've just slapped another ghoul.
Yep. Dice plus, it's vicious.
Yes, you've killed the ghoul that damaged our Snufflepuff. It has now been slapped to death.
Can she just put a hand on its head, look Billy Bob in dead in the eyes, and just push it down slowly? It'll hear and it just like crumple and hurt like strength. And just the whole watching you. It's just like turns away.
I'm very creeped out right here. I don't know if what you were expecting to happen, rouse something, because that ain't happening.
Wait again, is it just me or is there sexual tension between those two?
There's definitely some.
It's just you. It's just you.
Shudders.
While the rest of the group discusses their sexualities, the robot takes its turn. Carmen, what do you do?
Well, recoil from being struck at, but I'm going to I would have buzzsaw this being that just tried to strike at me.
Excellent. You fire up the saw.
I do.
Try to take close. Out the last of these ghouls.
Fuck's sake.
Oh.
Unfortunately, it blinks out of existence in front of you. And you scratch your buzzsaw up one of the wooden beams in the living room. And you get stuck in it. Your buzzsaw is stuck in the wooden beam.
Well, shit.
I knew that luck streak wasn't going to last.
At least it's not your eye.
Just starts beeping again.
And it is back to Billy Bob. Billy Bob, it's just appeared behind you.
It's behind.
Gertrude, Billy Bob, Snufflepuff, how do you react to this?
It's nearer to you. You'll kill it first.
Alright, I'm going to spin around and I'm going to shoot this damn thing square in the face. And it's a failure. Am I able to use luck?
Do you have enough luck points left?
Oh, I've got four
left. I mean, you don't have to roll both of them every time, you know.
Well, if I roll it once, I won't be able to do it again, right? So I can't. If I roll once,
so you could roll. You can roll twice here, so you could roll each dice another time, but you can only roll each dice once, if you know what I mean.
Okay. Well, I'll roll one and see how that goes.
Yeah, just roll a d20 for me in that case.
Right. Okay. Gonna beat a 9.
Alright, you hit. Yeah. So you spun round. You've let loose another railway spike from your...
Oh!
And the ghoul's head explodes, covering you in viscera.
13 damage, I think so. Okay. I look Beverly square in the eyes and be like, see that shit? It's what happens when you're a badass.
And as the last ghoul falls, the room is silent once more.
There's definitely sexual tension between the two of those.
He wishes.
Oh, we can see it. It's very obvious.
We need to be an upgrade from the nurse.
Ah, thank you.
Do you really think that Beverly will be an upgrade from the nurse? And the nurse makes me want to vomit. I would take the nurse over Beverly.
Do you think the nurse is less creepy than Beverly?
Somewhere in the distance, you just hear,
Billy.
Oh, God. You're encouraging her.
No, it turns out Beverly is the nurse in a skin suit. She's always been the nurse.
Oh, there's the plot twist. There's the plot twist, Vivian. There we go.
Can everybody just do a quick perception roll for me? Perception against survival.
Oh god, no! No!
Success.
That's two successes for me.
flower?
That's a weird roll.
Crit fail on a perception check? I don't really know what to do with that.
Crit fail and crit succeed. Both.
Yeah, one and
the
a 12.
Same
one
roll.
Is just going to cancel each other out.
Yeah, she's just like, from all this like sexual tension and ability, she's just being sick. Dry wrenching.
The air remains heavy with the echo of what has transpired here. Amidst the dust and ruin, your gaze is drawn to the scattered remnants of something out of place. Uniforms. They're torn and decayed, yet unmistakably military in origin. Their design is pre-war. The insignia faded, but visible in the dim light. Now, we do have some good successes there. So, though worn and ragged, the cut of the uniforms is formal. It's precise. It suggests that these men were not mere soldiers, but something larger, part of something larger, something secret. With a more careful eye, you examine the uniforms, noting details that escape the casual observer. The fabric is a type of not commonly seen, stronger than the standard military-issued gear. And then, there, upon the shoulder of one torn sleeve, a faint insignia remains, a symbol of a hidden division, known only to those with the highest clearance. Not just military, but advanced military science. An organisation buried in secrecy, akin to the legends of places like Area 51.
Oh, we found the Umbrella Academy. Umbrella Corporation, yeah. Sorry. Discord fucking up again?
No, I just think everyone's talking.
Oh. I was wondering because I noticed that you put a message in saying end episode there. I was just wondering what you were wanting to do.
Oh, because it's been an hour.
Let's just end it there if you want.
Cool, cool. Yeah, we can end it there.
Yeah. Are we going through fire tonight or are we leaving?
Hell no, I am nearly falling asleep.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so you've found yourself a haunted house full of I guess you could call them Umbrella Academy. Military people.
Just Umbrella.
Umbrella boys.
Yeah, so do you like my haunted house? I've been...
Yeah.
Are we ending the recordings?
Oh yeah, we're done. Yeah.